I really want to see someone type the lyrics to this song. Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba. That's what you want to see? Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com. Was that your welcoming mat message for the show?
Yeah.
Because remember, you said you were going to do that a while back. You were going to do it.
Ah, crap.
Yeah. So.
Well, I remember one when I was up north. Arthur's grandparents had one that was a bear, and it was holding up a sign that said, "You again?" So, "You again?" is the welcoming mat of today.
I see. Okay, then. Anyway.
Thank you, folks, for listening.
That was good.
I will see
you
next
week. That's a good welcoming mat. Yes. So, okay, Your
Daily.
And we're back. Your Daily is a website / podcast where I find interesting things on the internet throughout the week, and Dexter and I talk about them on this show. How about that, huh?
I think that's a terrible thing to do.
It is. I put you through it. I've been putting you through it since you were 10. I want to say 10, but it might have been longer.
8.
It was back when your voice used to be high.
Yeah.
All right, our first story for today is paper taco trucks.
This is terrible.
What is?
Paper taco trucks.
Why is that terrible?
It's so pointless.
Do you know what it is?
It's you print it out and you fold it, and it's a taco truck made out of
paper.
That's
right, and they're actually kind of neat looking here. Let me see if I can
open
the link.
But they're so pointless.
But they're neat little things. They're just like, okay, you know how they're the...
Why tacos? I didn't know they made trucks that sell tacos.
So what it is, you see here on Flickr, which is, you can find it at...
It's just kind of like origami, except with a truck that sells tacos.
Search for paper taco trucks on
Why
Flickr.
Why not like ice cream truck? Why couldn't they do something like that? Why is it
That's
to be
a good
tacos?
Question. Well, it's because they wanted to do taco trucks, apparently. I don't think there are more, but what's his name? His name is Goopy Mart. Goopy Mart. Over on Flickr has a thing where you can print out different types of taco trucks. You print out the page,
I mean, no
and
offense.
Then you cut along the lines. You cut along the lines, and you get to basically fold them. And it's kind of like those Barack Obama dolls that you know the ones. Well, you have one on your computer.
Except
don't
it
you?
As a point. No offense.
Oh no, we're back to the no offense thing.
That's what I thought of after I said that. I thought of no offense.
So I thought that was cool. I think they're neat looking. They were cool, so I posted a link to it. So, yeah. So that's over on Flickr. Just search
that's
for
cool.
Paper taco truck.
Sorry, I'm already on the next video.
You are already on the next one. So, it finally happened. Analog TV is
Those
gone.
Those old people Kaputsky. On the commercials were right.
That's right. Well, that's the reason
you
why it took so long.
Need
to get a digital
box. That was way too loud.
Yeah, that was too loud. That's why I turned the volume up so you could hear yourself.
All right.
So analog TV, which is basically TV where you can get free stations by using those, like, you know, antennas and stuff, no more. You can't do that anymore. It's all digital now. You have to have a box to do it. And there's a video of a dude who recorded the last remaining minutes of it happening. And it's actually a really cool video. I want to see if I can pull it up here. So he's watching the Jimmy Kimmel show. He's watching the Jimmy Kimmel show. He's got the TV antenna thing sitting there on. And then, push, there it goes. Dead TV. And that's the end of it. And it was
I think
kind of
it was
like
a ghost.
Yeah. It kind of seems weird like that,
In
doesn't
every
it?
Every single person's house was analog TV.
And you know what? I'm not really happy with. I've been noticing ever since this change happened that. TV, have you noticed that, like, TV, all of a sudden you'll be watching a show and, like, it'll skip or it'll get stuck and, like, the screen will go black and there'll be, like, a green line on it, like the digital stuff got caught or something like that? So anyway, hopefully they'll fix that. But yeah, that was a cool little video. And where did I get that?
I'll
that was
you.
Over on YouTube. Just search for DVD or DTV transition goodbye analog on YouTube. Usually I post a link to it, but there's no link to it, just the video. And then here's a funny thing that I ran across on YouTube as well. So you're not familiar with this guy, but this is King Diamond.
How do you know they're not?
No, you're not. I'm saying to you. I'm talking to you.
Shut up.
So he was this guy in the 80s that had this... We were talking the other day about singers that had super high voices. Well, this guy was in a death metal band, concept death metal band. He painted himself up like this guy here does... And anyway, he used to sing like, had like really high death metal stuff, and it was worshiping stuff. Whoops, volume's kind of loud on that one. Hold on. So this guy posted a video pretending
I'm King
Diamond. Whoops. Wow, just not able to run the volume tonight. So, anyway, hold on. Now it wants to open a new window. Two new windows.
And you close them.
Difficulties. Well, it's because I don't want to open the new window. I was just trying to play the video. Anyway, so let me explain it.
We're having some technical difficulty.
Yeah, we are.
Please stand by.
I just was trying to turn the volume up again. Anyway, so this dude, he basically painted himself up like King Diamond and announced that he's ending his career because he now found happiness and is no longer angry and worships Satan, so he owes it to his fans to end his career. And he, like, does this whole... And the dude's all painted up. He's, like, in his apartment, and he's all painted up like King Diamond.
Hi, I'm King Diamond from the band King Diamond and Merciful Fate. I have some terrible news for my fans. It seems that lately I haven't been having any bad dreams or nightmares. I've been going to therapy, and I'm, you know, getting help.
He's still painted up.
And because of this, because I'm healing myself psychologically, I can face the world now. I don't have to cover up, paint my face anymore.
So anyway, I just thought that was really
because
funny,
of this.
I used to like King Diamond when I was younger.
From Merciful Fate.
It was King Diamond went off and did a solo career. He left Merciful Fate.
Jackson loves that,
like,
band. I
really?
Don't really like them.
Oh, they're awful.
I don't like it when he screams.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cat just got a tail bit or something.
Yeah, they're awful. And he really listens to that? That's from like the 80s.
Yeah, I know. He was like, dude, I just found black metal. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, black metal. I had friends who listened to it, and there was like one King Diamond song I like, and they played it in like the third Clerks movie or something like that. But yeah, the dude just has a ridiculous voice, and this is the way he used to paint himself up like this, and yeah, so I just thought that was funny. So that's over on YouTube. Search for King Diamond Ends His Career. Next is a link to something called Wax MP3, which is a new open music player project. Over on indietechmusic.com, I believe it is. Hold on. Yes. Uh-oh, I'm talking about technical things and Dexter's getting bored. Well, this is a new music player that's open source, and it's from the creator of WebJ, which closed a while ago. WebJ got bought by Yahoo, and then Yahoo did some cool stuff with it, and then all of a sudden, they were done. They were like, okay, we're done with this, we're not using it anymore, and we're closing it down. Well, this guy created, and he's starting a new one called Wax MP3, and you can create browser-based radio stations for music on the open web, it says, and I just kind of want to see where this is going to go. So you can look for this story over on indiemusictech.com or search for Wax MP3. I'm into that stuff, so bear with me. I'm in a band. I like to promote music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this one will wake you up.
Go F star at and K yourself. That's too many letters. Let's go funuck yourself. Go Fnuck yourself.
Go Fnuck yourself picture frames. It's basically a link to a comic over on stealourideas.com. So we did, and I posted it. And it's an idea for...
That's actually really cool.
It's an idea for picture frames for pictures of people that you really don't like. So their whole idea is that you can... they have one here that has a picture of the family, and the frame has flowers on it, and it says, I hate you guys, underneath it. And then there's another one, a picture of Dick Cheney, and the top of the frame says, burn in hell. So these are ideas for picture frames for putting up pictures of people you don't like over at stealourideas.com. Here's a funny little MacGyver thing. Do you know who MacGyver is?
Yeah, they talk about him on SNL.
That's MacGruber. But it's the same sort of thing. It was a show
It's a spoof.
It was a show back in the 80s where the guy was like, he could basically...
He could make something out of anything.
Out of anything. Well, this one is amplify your speakerphone with a cereal bowl. So over on Lifehacker, at lifehacker.com, they posted an article that says, sometimes the volume on your cell phone speaker just isn't loud enough or clear enough. What can you do without a soldering iron or third-party add-on? Well, turn a breakfast bowl utensil into a makeshift amplifier. So basically, and you're not supposed to actually have cereal in it like the picture, but you put your phone down You place the bowl on the speaker and the mic on most phones, and it will amplify through the bowl and supposedly works the other way with your voice, too, so that way you can have it on speakerphone, and it's just like talking, and it makes it louder.
Whoa.
How about that stuff, huh?
That's pretty cool.
I thought it was neat. I don't know. I guess it's kind of unimpressive.
I think it is cool. You stupid
butt face. A lot of videos on this
face.
One. Thanks. A lot of videos on this one. So this is a video, and I'm not going to play it because it's like 7 minutes long, but it's actually a great movie short called Manker, A Bicycle Love Story.
All right.
So over on Vimeo at vimeo.com/23446476. It was posted by grandchildren on vimeo.com/grandchildren. There you go. That's a better one. It's a video about a kid who is given a bike by his dad, but he's too short to use it. So he walks around with the bike like it's a pet. He takes it places and stuff, and he treats it like a pet. And then finally the day comes when he's tall enough and old enough to use it.
And it's broken.
No. He gets on it, and he takes it to the store, and then a dude steals it. A guy robs, and it's like a cartoony sort of villain type guy, and he steals it. But then what happens is the bike ends up falling in love with another bike when he steals it. Like, he parks it somewhere, and the bike falls in love with another bike, and then tries to run away with it. And it's actually just it's shot really cool. It looks really good, and that's over at vimeo.com/grandchildren, one word. And you should watch the video. It's actually really cool, very artistic and creative. You got nothing
sounds
to say
pretty
about
cool.
That? There you go. I was going to say, you got nothing?
Excellent hand-drawn fonts. I actually might like that.
This is a link to, it's hongkite.com. How would you say that? H-O-N-G-K-I-A-T. Hongkite.
Hongkite.com.
And what he did is he basically found a bunch of free fonts that you can download. You don't have to pay for them, and they are all made to look like hand-drawn fonts, like stuff that you would have done, like the picture there, like you would have drawn it out and made it look all hand-drawn-y, and they're super cool. I love downloading me fonts. Are you stretching?
I was stretching, and I tried not to make a weird noise while I did it because I knew I was being recorded.
You know you're being recorded, right? And then yet you burp anyway.
Well, I backed away from the bike when I hit it.
That time you did not. So,
I was talking. I couldn't just stop.
So if you want to get 40 free fonts, go over to hongkite.com.
I don't know how to spell that.
It's, if you look below, it's hongkite.com. Hongkite. Or hongite? Gite? Yeah.
Hongkite.
Click on the link on our site. Anyway, so that's all we got for today. Or for this week, I should say.
Oh, my God.
We were off the past couple of weeks, but we're back now. Because it was summer, right. And you were always gone on Sunday nights. So that's what we got going on. So thanks for visiting us at yourdaily.blogspot.com. You can always subscribe to the show. If you have an interesting article or link or something you'd like to promote, you can also leave us a voicemail by clicking the Call Me button, entering your phone number, and our voice service will call your phone through Google. Through Google. You look like you're thinking of something to say, but you can't quite get it.
See you next time.
Or you can email us at yourdaily@drop.io. There we go. That's
drop.io at yourdaily.
Dropped. So we will see you next time.
At yourday.ly.
Yeah, at yourday.ly.